Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships. Hello and welcome to episode 53 of From Long Distance to Marriage. Today we're going to be talking about spending some part during the holidays, which was a request we had. But before we get to that, a little bit of housekeeping. You're probably sick of us talking about it, but the Ultimate Guide to Long Distance Relationships is officially being released next Sunday.
A week today.
The 1st of December. So at the minute, it's 50% off if you use code LDTM for Long Distance to Marriage. The link is on our Instagram bio, Twitter bio, and on our website. But if you haven't seen it, yesterday we put up an Instagram TV video.
Nobody calls it Instagram TV.
Well, it's just, if people don't use Instagram, is IGTV going to make any sense to you?
We're new to IGTV ourselves.
So on IGTV, we put up a video basically showing the guide, a bit of a walkthrough through it, all the different chapters, all the things we talk about, a little bit of detail on it, just for anyone who's unsure about what's really included in it and why it's worth you getting, or why we think it's worth you getting.
And as it's Christmas and it's half off until the 1st, you can get two and give one to your partner for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Or whatever holiday you may celebrate.
So our Instagram handle is Mr. Mrs. Distance, but if you search Long Distance to Marriage on there, you'll find us. Look at the IGTV section and you can have a little look through that. And then if you wanted to get a copy, like I said, the links are there. And then on our website, longdistancetomarriage.com, in the sidebar is a link through to the page. And you can pre-order it and it'll be delivered to you next Sunday.
Straight to your inbox.
Straight to your devices. So anyway, on to today's episode. As I said, it was a request from a listener.
Yes. So we thought this was the perfect time. You know, it's Thanksgiving is this coming week for those of you that are American. And if not, all the holidays are pretty much coming up over the next few, several weeks, I guess. And it is a tricky one because, I mean, I remember the first time I had a boyfriend over Christmas and I was just like so excited that, oh my God, I have someone to get a present for. It's just so much more, you know, you hear all the romantic Christmas songs and there's so much kind of around that in terms of love at the holidays. Again, I keep saying Christmas, you may not celebrate Christmas, but there you have it. So essentially, we got a message from someone who said, you know, they just started listening to our podcast and following us on Instagram, and she's a little bit worried about the holidays.
So we had two requests on this.
Did you have one as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that makes it even better. So they've been going back and forth a lot over the summer. She's been going to him a little bit more. And she's not going to be able to swing the funds to get back there. He's in a position where he can't swing the funds to get to her. They're both in the States, but they have got a fair amount of distance between them. And she said, I'm having a hard time coping with the thought of not spending the holidays with him. And she's also not sure she's going to be able to see her family for Christmas or Thanksgiving either. So, I mean, that is quite a lonely potential holiday period. She does have kids, so that will keep her busy. But it is something we wanted to talk about. And again, like I said, it's kind of the perfect time of year to talk about it. So, first of all, I think the important thing to do is to make sure that you do set time aside to spend some FaceTime or Skype time with your long-distance partner over the holidays. That can be hard with time differences and family obligations and the busyness that the holidays bring. But I think even if it's first thing in the morning or, you know, whatever, last thing at night, you guys just need to have that time set aside that, you know, you will talk, you will, you know, maybe have a bit of pie, you know, if it's Thanksgiving over FaceTime, or kind of maybe try and get your conversations before the holiday. I mean, for us, it was a little bit different because obviously you didn't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's not a holiday in England. So I didn't really feel like I was missing anything when we were apart for Thanksgivings because it was like, well, it's nothing to you anyway. This is my time to be with family. But Christmas was hard. And we always tried to really put some thought into Christmas gifts and things like that to make it a little bit more special, and make it feel like we weren't so far apart, really.
Yeah, and I think the reality of it is it is going to be hard because if you can't spend the time together, that's the one thing that you want, and if it's not possible, it's going to be hard. So there's only so much. Anything you do for it is just going to be to make it a little bit easier. I know that sounds quite bleak, but I can't have false hope about these things.
No, yeah, you have to accept that it does suck your part. We've made no mystery about the fact that long distance is complete crap. There's great things about it in terms of what it's going to do for you in the long run in your relationship, but it sucks while you're doing it. But you do need to find those little silver linings, whatever it is, and again, we know a lot of people in long distance relationships, funds are tight. You spend your money trying to see each other. And if you had a surplus of money, it wouldn't be an issue that you're far apart because you could get to each other easily.
But one thing you can do, though, especially if you're committed to closing the distance at some point, is, maybe you can send gifts for things that you can keep down the line. Maybe you can send a tree ornament as a gift. And then when you are living together, that's something you can look at on the tree and say, just something that's a little bit more permanent and meaningful than, something more disposable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Something else that I think is a really good gift idea, especially if you're tight on money, is like a certificate for something you want to do together the next time you're together.
I bought you Venus.
You bought me a plot of land on Venus.
Yeah, have you got, like a mile?
Maybe like an acre.
You got some, yeah, so if it all goes wrong on Earth,
that was your first Christmas present to me ever, and I was a little bit like, is this lame or is this the most romantic thing ever? I'm not entirely sure.
I think it's the most
romantic. It was pretty romantic.
It's a gift from outer space. It's out of this world.
I had a certificate and like it had the coordinates and everything. It's still back home, I think, in my room. It is. In America. Yeah. I hope my mom didn't get rid of it when they moved.
She probably did.
She probably did. But I still own it. I just don't know where it is. But yeah, so you could do,
we should get one for Mars because that's where we're headed, isn't it?
Well, men are from Mars, so you can have a plot of land on Mars, and I've got my plot of land.
Yeah, but they're trying to colonize Mars, and it'd be good if we can have
land on it. We haven't even been to Mars yet.
If we have land on a planet that we're going to.
Yeah, it's true.
Not Venus.
We couldn't live on Venus, it's too hot.
Yeah. Mars. Food for thought, so. Yeah.
Mental note, babe. Buy some land on Mars.
On Mars, yeah, okay.
But no, I think part of the problem about being apart during the holidays is that you're dwelling on it. You're just so aware of the absence of the person. Again, all those fucking Hallmark movies are about love at the holidays, which he hates. I love.
Just don't watch them. This shit.
You don't have to watch them, but even normal Christmas movies, there's romance. The Christmas music, Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart, All I Want for Christmas Is You. I'm just saying that you're surrounded by.
I don't think Jingle All the Way is like that, and that's why we watch it every year.
Yeah, that's our Thanksgiving movie. But yeah, so all I'm saying is that you're surrounded. It's kind of like. It's almost like Valentine's Day. Like, you're just bombarded with all this romantic messaging.
And it's really prolonged. And especially now.
Yeah, because Valentine's Day is only a day.
Like, every year Christmas is longer.
Yeah, there's Christmas just decorations going up in September. I'm waiting for August to start happening.
Yeah, it's bad. So, at least Valentine's Day, you're looking at maybe a week or so for the cards.
So, anyways, if there's something you know that your partner really wants to do, maybe where you live or where they live, or something you guys have talked about doing for a long time, and you're a little bit short on funds, you could absolutely make up a little certificate on your computer, print it off for the price of one piece of paper and a bit of your ink cartridge to do whatever that is. Maybe you want to go to a theme park. Maybe you want to go to an art gallery. Maybe you want a night in an amazing hotel. Make that certificate and, next time I'm there, next time you're here, we're going to do this. And it's something to look forward to, and it's something that, is a promise. And I think promise and something to look forward to is a huge part of keeping a long distance relationship going. Having that future for working towards makes a huge difference.
Yeah. And also a slight detour. But it's, again, if you particularly know that you're going to be close to distance in a certain amount of time, this is a good time just to appreciate the time you've got with your family as well, because, something that we discover after you close the distance is something that you can be aware of, but you don't really understand until you do it. But it's really, really hard once you've moved, isn't it, having that distance. So if actually this is my last or second to last holidays living at home with my family, really make the most of it, and your partner should be understanding of it, and What, I can see you trying to say something.
Well, no, I wanted to say something about this too. This was on my list of topics to cover, just while you're on it. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you anymore, and that's something that you've seen me go through over the years. And for me, I didn't know my last Christmas living at home without having to travel back and forth was my last Christmas at home. It was actually the first Christmas that we had started talking again. We'd only been talking for maybe a couple months. If you've listened to episode one or read our story, you know that we tried it, didn't work. And then a few years later, we started talking again in the fall. So it was right after that. And that was my last Christmas, like living in my parents' house and going traveling with them to stay at my sister's house for Christmas and being with my niece and my brother and my brother-in-law and all of us. And it was easy, and it wasn't flights, and it wasn't where are we going to stay, and it wasn't how are we going to get there, how are we going to afford the flights. It was my last effortless Christmas with my family, and I didn't know that. So while I was very much preoccupied, and I wish we could be together, you know, me and Rich at Christmas, it's very romantic, I still enjoyed it, but I probably took it for granted because I had no way of knowing that, you know, we were meeting that summer. I hadn't booked my tickets yet to meet you. We met that summer, and then I went back the following Christmas, missed my mom's 60th birthday because her birthday is the day after Christmas. You were very adamant that you wanted to have Christmas with your family because your grandfather wasn't doing very well.
Yeah, we thought he was going to be the last one.
As it turned out, he had about 5 or 6 left. But, you know, you never know. And
yeah, he wasn't in good mental condition, though. He wasn't aware of the next 5 or 6.
No, he wasn't. And he wasn't physically great that Christmas either. I mean, no. He was mentally there. But yeah, you never know, essentially. And so that was like my first Christmas away from my family. Obviously, we came back. We had New Year's and stuff. No, we didn't. We had New Year's here. We were both ill. Mm. So yeah, I wish I had known and could. Again, I didn't like completely ignore my family and email him constantly. Like, I really enjoyed it. And I think there's pictures of me with, with my Christmas beer and stuff like that. So I definitely enjoyed it, but part of me wished I knew it was the last one so that I could savor it all a little bit more, you know, and be there for it. I mean, I still get to be home for Christmas, but like I said, it's very different. It's, you know, we fly out there and it's rushing around and feeling, you know, I don't feel like it anymore, but the first couple times I went home to visit, didn't really know my place. I felt a bit like an outsider. You leave and then you come back and it's like, is there a hole? Like, what?
Yeah, it's strange. And you know, this is something that we see quite a lot, and depending on who's listening, it may resonate with you, that real gung-ho attitude to we're closing the distance, because all your focus and energy is on the relationship, and you know, so that's your tunnel vision, and then everything else kind of, because it's really easy to take for granted that everything you've ever known is constant and will always be there, and then as soon as you make that big change, because it's a huge, you know, closing the distance is, if you're the one leaving, is a fundamental change. But then even if you're not the one leaving, like, you know, it still changes for me, because to see your family at Christmas means I'm not seeing my family at Christmas. I'm in America, you know, so one of you moves and opens up that long distance relationship, so my relationship, my family is closer to what it always was. But when it comes to the holidays,
it is affected.
You know, there are, we alternate seeing as much as we can, we alternate, which means there are Christmases where I'm not in the country because we're in your country, and vice versa. So, you know, there's that, you can be real gung-ho about it, and it's good just to sort of take a step back and breathe and just think, actually, this won't be like this forever, and I'm making decisions that the reason it won't be like this forever, so I'm going to just enjoy this one.
Yeah, I think obviously for the person, you know, whose message I read out, she doesn't even know if she'll see her family, so it's an especially kind of difficult holiday season. But I think to this particular listener that I read the message out, I think one of her children is almost like 18, so it might be your last Christmas with all of your kids under one roof, so try and enjoy that. Also, kind of back on the topic of what we were just kind of saying, you know, Rich mentioned that even though he didn't move, you know, his life, his relationship with his family is affected by me being here. And that's something else to bear in mind. Like, even if you're not the one that ends up moving, bear in mind that this could be your last holiday season with just you and your family. And even though, like, as much as I loved having Christmas just me and my family, like, I think it's more precious now, especially for me having been the one that moved. You know, having, you know, all I want in the world is to have my family and Rich all in the same place. And so over the holidays, it's really lovely that I get to have my favorite time of year with my family and with him there. So it does add to it, but it does change things a bit. You know, you've got an extra person there. You know, he's the outsider, like he said. You know, he leaves his family, so I always try and make sure he's having a great time and enjoying himself, when maybe before I wouldn't have had to worry about that, and it would just been me having fun with my brother and my brother-in-law, drinking beer, playing with my niece and nephew and stuff like that. But now you've got another person, you know, to take into consideration, which of course, you know, well, it's not also, a problem. I love you. I want to make sure you're happy, but it's
But the other thing is, sorry, when that person's there, it's slightly different to me because I suppose I can drive out there. But, you know, it's not just the same as having everyone there and enjoying Christmas or whatever holidays together. You're making sure that other person's okay and not feeling left out and not bored. And, you know, because this is a whole bunch of stuff that's completely new to them. So if when you live in your own area, you have much more choice of, I'm going to go to the pub, or I'm going to go and see this member of my family or this friend, whatever. And obviously when you're abroad and you're with someone else's family, you can't do that. And obviously it'd probably be rude to do that anyway. So I think there is that extra sort of burden on you to just be like, you know, are you okay? Are you enjoying this? And factoring in, keeping, I'm easily bored.
Unfortunately, you have to do a lot of work.
You factor in like, okay, I've got to balance this. So you get a day or however long, you know, whatever, doing what I want to do. Somehow, you know, reality is it's a long trip and it's a lot of money and it's everyone's holiday. Everyone needs to be considered.
Yeah.
Don't they? You know, you don't want to spend the money of an international flight and 11 hours in the air and everything and 2 weeks away from home to have a miserable time, because that can easily happen, I think.
Yeah, but you also need to remember, you know, if you are that person that, that you're, you know, your partner's moved to you and you're going to spend the holidays with their family.
Yeah, it's a balancing act, you know.
I mean, you know, that person who's left has been living kind of in your world for real life, day in, day out. You do have to strike a balance when you go back, that yes, everyone's feelings need to be taken into consideration, but, you know, you get 350 days.
Yeah, the scale's tipping the balance of the person who's moved, for sure.
But it shouldn't always, and like, you know, we've been pretty lucky. Like, we usually have a car we can drive. We usually get to see, you know, you happen to have some friends out in LA. You usually get to see, you know, at least one of them every trip out. You like my friends. We make sure we do some stuff with them. And, you know.
Well, and that, you know, that is the flip side of all this, is that as you spend more time around these people, you become closer to them, and it doesn't, you know, I imagine that. I didn't even have this on the first trip. I was very welcomed, but I can imagine for the first one or the first two, you know, it's always more awkward than anything first.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more time you spend with these people, the more they become your family, the more you enjoy their company, the more you can say, oh, we're going to go and see this group of friends, everything, you know. And especially as people, if you've got a group of friends and you're all a similar age, you often tend to go through similar life stages at a similar time. So, you know, you've settled down, your friends have also married or got a long-term partner, and you go out on a double date or whatever it may be. So I think the longer you do this, the more you would enjoy it by default, because actually you're going out to see more friends and family that you just don't see very often.
Yeah, and I think also, and it keeps changing and getting better. I mean, God, how many times have we been back and forth now? Like, at least half a dozen, if not more?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
You've been one more than me.
Yeah, so, but, you know, I mean, bearing in mind that Rich spent 6 months out there living with me and my family, visiting my brother, visiting my sister and all this. And I actually think that this Christmas last year was like when you and my brother actually really, really bonded.
Yeah.
You always got along and liked each other.
We always got on, but then, yeah, last Christmas, because he lives 3 hours away from where we stay with your sister. So we normally see him a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that Christmas he came and stayed there for
a few days. And we went and stayed a couple of days with him.
And he was on his own, like his fiance wasn't there, was she?
Yeah, she came down from Christmas Day.
So we spent a lot of time playing darts, and then yeah, a couple of late nights talking and stuff. So yeah, like,
and then we were staying at their house. We played a lot of funny, like, inappropriate games that
yeah
made me know too much about my brother and vice versa. But
so she said, like, yeah, we always got on. But then yeah, the more you spend time with people, and the more you spend time with people, sort of on their own, like I said, it would have been a different dynamic if he would have been with his partner. Because as it turned out, it was just brother and sister, and I was in there too, rather than it being two couples, which does change things. And also, you know, like I mentioned, you've been back one more time than me. So for whatever reason, I can't remember why we did that. It may have been financial, it may have been holiday leave, I'm not sure. But there's nothing wrong with that either. And, you know, I've never begrudged if you wanted to go back and spend time with your family on your own. Because that's the other difficulty, is you close the distance, you move away. And then you've kind of got this thing of, oh, if ever I want to see my family, it will never be just me again. You know, like, for me, with my family being close, if I wanted to, I can just go around for an afternoon.
And you do. And you go out, you have breakfast dates with your mom and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's pretty rare, but I have that option, whereas you don't. And then to think, like, oh, my husband's always going to be there, and it's always going to be spending 2 weeks in the house with him. It's very different, so...
Well, and I don't mind it at all that you're there, because, like I said, I want, you know...
And you have the space when I'm there. You'd have the same thing if I'm going out with my mum shopping.
Yeah.
But generally...
But yes, I mean, it's...
It was nice for you, I think, to just go out there on your own and spend a week acting like you're living at home again.
Yeah, just being the old me, the daughter, sister, auntie version of me, and kind of forgetting that I was a wife and I had someone else to take care of. Because that is the thing, like, as much as I want you to have fun and enjoy your time out there, because like you said, it is
something for you to think about.
Yeah, you're... Like, you're another, oh shit, is he okay? Is he bored? Like,
but just on that, though, this is something that we've heard people get quite insecure about, is, I suppose the distance, no doubt, makes this problem bigger. You know, you spend all this time trying to close the distance than you do, and then when distance comes back again, it can be quite worrying. But, you know, so we're talking about you going back on your own for a week and me staying at home on my own for a week. And we, neither of us had a problem with that. Like, you know, I wanted you to enjoy yourself. And frankly, I'm quite happy having a week to myself, you know. So if it comes up in your relationship, try not to let it be something that becomes a problem, like an insecurity, or it's almost certainly not them changing their mind about you or wanting time away from you. It's just life can change so quickly, so much, and you just kind of miss what you used to have. And it can just be a week or 2 weeks or whatever of just, like you said, being the old you, being the daughter, aunt, sister, whatever. And it's not, it can be so easy to make everything about us, like, how do I feel about this? Whereas really, you just need to think, how do they feel about this? Am I overreacting about this? And actually, from their point of view, that's going to be a really nice time for them. And we always really miss each other. You know, the absence makes the heart grow fonder is a true statement. So when you have that reunion a week or two later on, it'll be great again.
Yeah, and there's a Welsh word. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's hireth, and it's...
How do you know Welsh words?
Pinterest,
okay.
you're half Welsh, so
I don't know any French words. Welsh words.
I've had some half Welsh in me before. But yeah, hireth, and it basically means, it's kind of a version of nostalgia, but it's homesickness for a home that no longer exists or for a time. And for someone like me, you know, who's moved away, going back without your partner is actually extremely healthy, because it actually lets you live in that time a bit. Of course it's different, but you know, that time that's gone, that homesickness for when it was just maybe you and your family and you guys were all little, you know, with your parents, is kind of the closest you get to it. But not to say, yeah, like Thanksgiving, I didn't mind going away and leaving Rich here. That was the one time I've gone back, was for Thanksgiving, because it's not a deal for him. I think we've never spent Christmas apart since we met in person, and I wouldn't want to do that.
No, I wouldn't want to do that. But what I'm saying is, if you wanted to do that, if a situation arose where, let's say maybe we had to, I couldn't get the time off work, or we couldn't afford two tickets or whatever, I'd still think, okay, yeah, that's not nice of me, but you know what? I've got my family here. I'll have my traditional family Christmas. I'll be my old self again while you're being your old self again. Yeah, Christmas would be much, much harder, of course, but...
I wouldn't want to do it. I'd probably go, like, on New Year's or something, go for, like, right after Christmas. I wouldn't want to spend Christmas away from you.
Yeah, sure.
Anyways, but, okay, we've kind of segued enough onto the family side of it, but I think back to, you know, being away from your partner over the holidays, let's kind of try and get back to that, because that was the topic at hand. But I think talk about it beforehand as well. You know, talk about the fact without any blame, you know, like if your partner doesn't have the money to get to you and you don't have the money to get to them, or one of you doesn't have the vacation or whatever, don't play the blame game. Like, well, we'd be spending it together if you hadn't done this and that or whatever. There's no point. That's just going to make you fight. It's going to ruin your holidays. It's going to make them even harder than they already are. Just don't go down that route, but talk about it. Like, hey, you know, I know our circumstances, this is what it is. We can't prevent it, but I'm really sad and I'm really going to miss you. I'd like to try and make sure we do something to make it feel a little bit better. You know, whether again, that's a special FaceTime, whether that's, you know, a special gift or a certain thoughtful gift, or whether that's, you know, it's hard with time difference. But like I said, you know, if you can somehow sneak away and open your presents together over FaceTime or something like that, I think that's really special. Have special Mrs. Claus lingerie themed phone sex, you know, like whatever you want to do. Every couple has those treats that they like. I mean, I know for us, like doing actual webcam talking on Skype was a bit of a treat. We usually just did it over our phone on the app. So, you know, maybe we, let's actually FaceTime, sit down and see each other's faces tonight and do that or whatever. So there's any number of ways to make it special, but I think talking about it is really the most important thing, to make sure that you do put whatever extra effort in that you need to make it hurt a little bit less and talk about it. I mean, if you haven't got to spend any holidays together yet, maybe, you know, some of your conversations around that could be what you will do when you do get to spend the holidays together, how you'll decorate your home, what your traditions will be. I mean, we have an early episode from this around this time last year about, you know, the importance of establishing traditions and rituals with your partner, especially around the holidays. And, you know, talking about that and looking forward to it and kind of blending the traditions from your family with the traditions from their family and the new ones you'll make is really special. Because, you know, like Christmas Eve has never really been a big deal with Rich's family, but it was always usually our main celebration. So now we do a little bit something. We exchange our gifts together Christmas Eve, and then Christmas days with family. Well, this is when we're here in the UK. So yeah, just plan those things, and it might be a little bit bittersweet, but it is lovely to plan those things and look forward to them. And I remember,
I think it's a time to be looking forward and ahead and thinking, like, and planning that time.
Yeah, and we did that with everything. Most of our conversations were planning for the future. You know, what our home was going to look like, what kind of jobs we wanted. You know, how many, you know, if and how many kids we wanted. And
everything's changed, but we did talk about
it. Yeah, but we talked about it, and we got excited about it together, and usually the things that we wanted and imagined lined up, and it was an exciting time to look forward. And I think that is a really exciting thing about being in a long-distance relationship, is you don't know a lot of things, and while that can be stressful, it can actually be pretty exciting. Like, what is it going to be like with this person? What's waking up every day going to be like together, and everything along those lines? So yeah, I think overall, except it's going to be a little bit shitty, get some special time set aside to talk to one another and, you know, throw yourself into the celebrations you are a part of, family, your kids, friends, you know, whatever you can do. And don't listen to Blue Christmas by Johnny Cash. Is it Johnny Cash or Elvis? I think they both did it.
I don't know.
I remember you told me that first Christmas we were apart that you were in a pub. And they played it, and it made you really sad.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's back when you used to say sweet things to me. Before you laid me.
Distant time. Before I laid you?
Yeah.
Oh. Sounds like I buried you under the patio.
Yeah, that's not what I meant to say. Before you nailed me.
Before I nailed you.
That's what I meant to say. Good old Christmas nailing. But yeah, do you have anything else really to
add to that one? I think we've covered it on that topic. I was just going to say we've had some really, really nice reviews from people recently.
On iTunes.
On iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever it's actually called. I don't
know. Apple, whatever.
But yeah, you know, so if you're enjoying these, we would really appreciate it if you could leave a nice review. We don't want bad ones, just nice ones.
We should be back a bit more regularly now. I feel like we should address that. There was a couple weeks where we were really finishing hammering out the guide, getting the website updated, and then we just had a ridiculous couple weekends of family obligations and work stuff during the week and the evening. So it's been a little crazy, but we're hoping to be back a bit more regularly now. So we will see you next week with another brand new episode, a special one.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, as long as our tech doesn't fail us. Bye, guys!